From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Yale. After introducing an alternative lunch for students whose families are currently in debt to the school district, Columbia Public Schools announced a retraction of the new policy. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg explains why the district decided not to change what goes on students' plates.
After accumulating $129,000 of debt from students not paying for their lunches, Columbia Public Schools announced last month that students who did not pay for lunch would receive an alternative meal. This meal consisted of a cheese sandwich, an apple, and a bottle of water. However, the district decided not to give out alternative lunches and continued to let students charge for regular meals. Director of Nutrition Services for Columbia Public Schools, Lena Fulham, says parents receive multiple notices in the mail and phone calls reminding them to pay, but the school district is going to get more aggressive in its reminders.
Now what we will do is who will actually take this to True Collections, which could actually attach to their credit. So it's going to have a credit notification if they decide to continue to ignore the notices.
Fulham says there are some restrictions for students who charge their lunches. They are not allowed any a la carte items or extra food. For KBIA News, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
Missouri Democratic Attorney General says an investigation by his office found no evidence that Planned Parenthood in St. Louis is selling fetal tissue from abortions. Chris Koster's report released Monday said a review of more than 300 abortions performed in June found that all tissue had been properly incinerated. Koster launched an investigation following state and national outrage, primarily by Republicans, about undercover videos released by anti-abortion activists. The videos show Planned Parenthood officials discussing the transfer of fetal tissue to researchers. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has donated nearly $3 million for early childhood education. The city of Sedalia is receiving a third of that donation to build a new facility for its Head Start program. The new building will be about 909,000 square feet and will serve 115 children from age 3 to 5. Those who qualify for the program are living below poverty line, homeless, or have special needs. Press Secretary Scott Holstey says the Head Start program has proven effective and is well-deserving of the grant.
Governor Nixon's always said the best economic development tool there is a good education, and you really can help out children to become better students throughout their entire lives by ensuring that early childhood education.
The new facility located next to Hubbard Park will include support space for family education, meetings, offices, and family services. The initial funding will build the Head Start classrooms and part of the second floor for the family support services. The new building is not expected to open for a couple of years. Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival wrapped up its ninth festival and third in Stevens Lake Park this past weekend. Betsy Ferris, president of Thumper Entertainment, says that artists, fans, vendors, and weather made the festival successful.
The festival this weekend was really magical. We had fabulous weather. We had lots of fans come out to see some excellent artists. And we added to our visual arts this year, which is always really exciting for the fan.
Ferris says now they will spend the rest of the week cleaning up the park and counting ticket numbers. Nick Yale, KBIA News, Columbia.